Hey guys, welcome back to Fuji Podcast. In this episode, we are going to be talking about matcha or green tea. People like to drink green tea, and so do I. Let me tell you my opinion on it. Without further ado, let's get started with this podcast episode. What is green tea or matcha, and what's the difference between the two? Well, green tea is lighter and it is less grounded up. But matcha is more grounded up tea leaves, and it's a certain type of tea leaf that is similar to green tea, but matcha is more strong, it has more caffeine, and it just has a more flavorful flavor when you make it into a drink. It's just like coffee and latte, or latte and cold brew. You know how cold brew is stronger? We're not here to talk about coffee. Anyways, let's get back on track to matcha. Well, green tea is lighter in flavor and it is less strong. Well, compared to matcha, matcha is more dark and it is much heavier in flavor. And if you like strong flavors and if you like having that flavorous thing, you would probably like matcha more. I am more of a matcha person because I think green tea is too bland, but it tastes good both ways. Green tea is more like tea way, but then you have matcha, which is, I like to drink it as a latte, which you add milk to. It is actually really good. It's better than coffee and it has great health benefits. So if you are in a coffee shop and you don't want to take or drink caffeine or coffee drinks, you could just ask for a matcha. I am sure any coffee shop usually will have or provide this kind of drink because it is so common and many people enjoy this more than coffee, just like me. I enjoy matcha more than coffee. I have 2 cups a day, one in the morning as my breakfast and then one in the afternoon during the midday slump. It does really help when you're trying to do work in the middle of the day, but then you're tired. Matcha will do the trick. I just had a cup, and that cup right now is sitting next to me. Well, the thing is, matcha is actually very tasty if you add little sugar. Many people say that this drink is very bitter, but I think the bitterness is very delicious because it's not, people don't like it because it has this earthy taste. If you have drank matcha before, it has this earthy taste, but that earthy taste is not like the spinach or like the lettuce or romaine that you eat. It's like different. So if you do see matcha at a supermarket or your local grocery store, you should try it. Try it and you will never regret it. You may not like it, but I mean, you gave it a chance, right? So yeah, try it. And some health benefits of matcha, they're very, 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 very much. Because some ways that matcha can help you is that it helps you feel less tired. It also is a great antioxidant because of its tea leaves. And also, it's a good way to get caffeine but not have an addiction. Although, usually they say you're not addicted to, like, matcha and tea, but yeah, I am in fact addicted to matcha because it is so good and the process of making it makes you feel more calm. I think this is why Japanese people make it, because you know it's related to like meditation and feeling calm and in that nirvana state. It's kind of like that, but it's not really. I just really enjoy making matcha, and when I come back home from school, I kind of want a tasty, delicious drink to do or drink with my homework, because homework is nasty and no one likes it. I have a bunch to do right now, but you know, I'd rather just make a podcast and talk to you guys rather than do my homework. But it's a Friday, I finished all my tests, I should be good. Now you're thinking, why am I drinking a green drink? It looks disgusting. Well, if you don't like the green flavor or the green color, then I don't know why you're still listening to this. Oh my god, there's a fly here. I don't know what I should do. Should I like... Okay, never mind that fly. We're going back to matcha. So matcha besides its health benefits, it also has many different forms. There is matcha for cooking, there's matcha for drinks, there's matcha for even face masks and beauty. Why do people put matcha powder on their face or maybe add it into skincare and stuff like that? Well, because again, I said matcha or green tea leaves have an antioxidant and it helps boost that brightness in your skin. And it's like a way to rejuvenate your face without really putting in too much like chemicals. Matcha is this natural leaf thing. Of course, it's natural because it just grew and it's a plant, right? But it has this antioxidant that helps you brighten your skin tone, and you would see many people using it in their moisturizers or serums or sometimes even face masks. I really like the Teamy brand. I think a lot of YouTubers promote this. It's called Teamy. If you search it up, T, like TEAMI, and then M, yeah, Teamy. It's a brand of skincare that they sell online, and there's like face masks and there's lotions and stuff. They use green tea and matcha in this, and it is so good because it smells really good too. So you kind of want to eat it, but you shouldn't eat it because it's a face mask. Anyways, yeah, so first there's like the face mask kind of form. Then I said there was the ceremonial grade one. The ceremonial grade one is a powder form of matcha for cooking, and some people like adding it into cupcakes, cakes, cookies. If you've never tried matcha cookies, I definitely recommend. There are so many recipes online. I tried making it by myself and it tasted really, really good, if I'm being honest. So if you like a sweet treat but then you don't like too sweet of a ch like a treat, just like chocolate chip cookies, then you might like matcha cookies because it really helps crave that sweetness, but then it also tastes very delicious and it goes really well with matcha latte. I mean, matcha and matcha, to me, it's like the best combination ever. So yeah. And then like ice cream you see outside in many of the ice cream stores, they do have green tea ice cream or matcha ice cream, and especially the soft serve one. If you never tried soft serve matcha ice cream, you definitely should. And I think there's this really cool store in New York City. I don't know where, but I saw a lot of posts on Instagram, and they post this matcha swirl thing on their Instagram, and it's from this place I think called the Milk Bar, and they make re really really good soft serve matcha ice cream. So if you are in New York City next time, go definitely try that ice cream store. They have really good ice cream, and it's matcha, so I mean you should be aware of the sugar, but other than that you should be fine. And for my matcha, I usually like to use like actually make the matcha, and then for sugar I have many kinds. I like using brown sugar or the agave syrup from Trader Joe's because it adds this sweetness but it's not too sweet, like how they make it at Starbucks. If you ask them to make a matcha latte at Starbucks, I don't know how much sugar there is in that, but it is crazy, and I don't think anyone should be drinking that much sugar a day. So that's why, to prevent all those illnesses and obesity and just not good for your body in general, just buy your own matcha powder on Amazon. I like using the J brand. I don't know, I forgot what the name is, but it's called J something, and it is very high quality matcha. So you should definitely try it out. I think this episode is getting too long. I think you're getting bored now. So I'm gonna end it here. I hope you enjoy this episode of Fuji Podcast, me talking about matcha and green tea.